Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Critically acclaimed novelist Jonathan Franzen will deliver this fall's Francis Steloff Lecture at Skidmore College tonight at 8 o'clock. The reading and discussion is titled Jonathan Franzen, The Novel and the World. His debut novel, The 27th City, his second novel, Strong Motion, but probably widely hailed as a major voice in American fiction with the publication of his 2001 novel, The Corrections. His most recent novel, Freedom, was published in 2010, and his brand new book, The Krauss Project, was released on Tuesday. It is a great pleasure to welcome Jonathan Franzen to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. I go way back with that part of the world. I have an aunt and uncle who I used to visit in Schenectady, and they now live in Saratoga Springs, so it's great to be getting back up here.
It's very nice to have you in this part of the world. When you go and you do things like this in something very widely titled The Novel and the World, what is the message that you like to dispense?
Well, you'd pick a title like that when it's 6 months before the event and you really don't know what it is you're going to be doing. Pretty much everything is in the world, so you can say whatever you want. But I'd like to think that the novel is still part of the world and is still relevant in the world and still is paying attention to the world. So I think there's a little bit additionally meant by that very vague title.
When you think of your place when it comes to novel writing, what do you try to accomplish with that feat?
You know, it sounds almost simple-minded to say it, but I'm trying to entertain. In certain quarters, entertainment has kind of a bad reputation because it's mere entertainment. So what I mean by entertainment is provide an experience for a reader, something that is going to deliver pleasure. And that's not just simple kind of plot pleasure, but all kinds of pleasure, the pleasure of language, the pleasure of ideas, the pleasure of complex moral situations. But broadly, what I most want to do always is give back to other readers the kind of experiences I've had as a reader of my favorite novels.
I mentioned the new project for you, which is just out, called The Krauss Project. And this is not a novel. These are essays that you have translated by Karl Krauss. And not only do you offer a translation, but they are also annotated. And I'm curious as to what brought you to this project and what brought you to Karl Krauss.
Well, by a series of strange accidents, I ended up studying German and majoring in German in college and read a lot of German literature and was attracted as an angry young man at 22 to the work of Karl Krauss, who's an extremely funny, extremely difficult Austrian satirist who was in his prime about 100 years ago. And he was mad at things that were going on in his world. It was shortly before the First World War, which he really saw coming. You know, when I was 22 in the early 80s, I was mad about a lot that was in the world, and I really connected with this guy, and I started translating those essays even 30 years ago. And then, you know, got to be in my 30s, and the world stopped seeming so black and white, put them in a drawer, and it was only when I started going to Germany, actually, and Austria for the translations of my novels that I started meeting people who'd heard that I liked Krauss. And one of them, Daniel Kehlmann, who's a terrific Austrian author, got me interested in going back to those translations. The thing is, they're so hard, and so many of the references are not going to be familiar to an American audience, that it became clear that most of the book was, in fact, going to be footnotes. And I would say three-quarters of the text is my footnotes and those of Daniel and a third Krauss scholar who joined us. And once I got into the footnotes, I realized this is actually a really fun form. I can put a whole memoir in footnotes if it has a little bit to do with Krauss, and I can start talking about the ways in which his critique of media and technology, which was incredibly prescient back 100 years ago, some of the ways in which that might apply to our own really, really intense tech media moment right now.
It has been said that you are annotating Krauss much like Krauss annotated in his work.
Well, yes. I mean, he was a satirist, and satirists need content. You know, and one of his primary methods was to pick something out of the newspaper that he thought was ridiculous, and then to just cut loose. And he would go on for 3 pages, 5 pages, 7 pages about a single line that bothered him in the newspaper. And so for that reason too, it seemed very appropriate that we were annotating. I was annotating the annotator.
It's fascinating because when you look at this and when you consider Krauss's criticism of media technology and the ways that it has changed the language and thought, and it is amazing the relevance.
Yeah, and he really was haunted by a sense that he was living in end times, that there was some kind of apocalypse coming. And the new world, which back then was newspapers and automobiles, electricity, modern weapons, had the pace of technological development had so far outstripped the human capacity to do something humane with it that the world was going to end. In a sense, the world did end for Austria. It was never the same. It was an empire in 1914, and it was a little rump state by 1918. And when I talk to friends and meet people on the road, people have a sense things are kind of out of control with tech and media now. And again, that sense that it's really outstripping our capacity to make it serve us. It seems like more and more we're the slaves to that technology rather than it being the servant for our needs. And so a lot of what he says, even though he was only talking about newspapers at the time, is incredibly, it just feels like he's talking directly to us now. So it was an exciting project for me. And in fact, that's what I'm going to be talking about at Skidmore, having construed Novel and the World to include Karl Krauss and media and tech.
And of course, with that title of the Novel and the World, I assume that you feel that this media and technology has had a great impact, I assume adversely, on the novel.
Well, the jury's still out. And one thing I'm at pains to stress is that a lot of what has been made possible with the internet, with mobile devices, even with social media, a lot of that is very positive. The model of this kind of lots and lots of people joining together to produce things, that's great for many, many kinds of work, and it really is making the world better in various ways. I see it as a bird watcher. You know, I can get all this information on what people are seeing instantaneously, and I can use it, and I can contribute to that, and it's great. The problem is that certain kinds of cultural production, particularly literature, art, even television, it doesn't actually fit that model very well. And whether it's the death of the bookstore or the fact that where in the 80s I was getting paid to write book reviews, and even though the checks were for $250, those checks actually mattered to me. They helped me survive as a young writer. The fact that some of these things are no longer possible, it does feel like the part of the culture that I care most about, which is the printed word, really is threatened. I wouldn't say it's doomed, but it's threatened enough that I feel inclined to push back a little bit and say, hey, wait a minute, do we really want all of these consequences?
I'm interested in your thought on tone and what you were talking about in regards to Krauss and this irascible sort of figure. In your novel writing, do you have to keep that tone in check at all?
I think I started totally buying into that tone. My first novel, 27 City, which I wrote when I was really a kid, was very steeped in my reading of Krauss, and it was frankly satirical and really angry and really viewed the world in pretty morally black and white terms. I feel I've left that behind substantially, and I'm no longer so convinced I'm right about things. And I think if you're a satirist and you're not sure you're right, you're not a good satirist. But you can still write novels. And I find nowadays that when I try to write in that old tone, that kind of slashing tone, it feels false. So it's not even a matter of trying to keep it in check. It just doesn't seem appropriate anymore for me, because I'm not 22 or 27.
That you've lived life and your thoughts on things change.
Yeah, and you know, I've been very, very fortunate to find an audience, I'm aware of how fortunate I am, and it just seems like I don't have a right to be angry the way I used to be. You know, it's one thing to have nothing and to be pissed off, but to be, to have a lot, to have done well, you just can't. For one thing, it's unattractive, and I might, even if I were still angry, I might try to keep it in secret, but I don't even feel it anymore. I mostly am aware of that there are many good things in the world, and very aware that there are a lot of people out there who still care about the things I care about, and more I see my job as serving that community of people who care about books and literature and the culture generally.
And I would think that would be encouraging when you have this view and you have this way of writing, and it is then also, in addition to everything else that you have accomplished within the work, that it is also commercially successful.
Yeah, that was, I'd always hoped to sell some books.
Sure.
My first two books sold okay, but the level of sales has been, no novelist in their right mind should go into the business thinking that that's going to happen. And I was intending to support myself by teaching when I was in my 50s, and I don't have to.
Well, Jonathan Franzen will be delivering the Francis Steloff Lecture at Skidmore College tonight at 8 o'clock. The reading and discussion is titled Jonathan Franzen, The Novel and the World. It is free and open to the public. Again, 8 o'clock tonight in the Gannett Auditorium at Skidmore College. And you can find out more information by going to skidmore.edu. Again, the new book out is The Krauss Project. It is published by FSG. Jonathan Franzen, a great pleasure. We look forward to seeing you tonight in Saratoga, and congratulations on all the great work.
Thanks a lot. Very nice talking to you.
A great pleasure. Thank you. Again, Jonathan Franzen will be at Skidmore College tonight, October 3rd at 8 o'clock in Gannett Auditorium. You can find out more by going to skidmore.edu. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.